Outside the Czech Republic, many Czechs already began voting at the country's embassies and consulates on Thursday, a day earlier than their compatriots here at home. Worldwide, as many as 6,000 Czech expatriates are expected to take part in the elections. However, sometimes distance means that voting just isn't practical. Jan Wellinger reports.
Some 70,000 Czechs live abroad, and now, for just the third time in the history of the Czech Republic, some will be taking part in the national election underway back home. But certainly not all. Far from it. Only around 6,000 worldwide have registered to do so this year, similar numbers as in 2006. In the U.S., voters of Czech descent are casting their ballots at four polling stations around the country, at the Czech Embassy in Washington and at consulates in New York, Chicago, and L.A. Ivana Klanova, the head of the consular section at Chicago, described the atmosphere there in the early hours of Thursday.
We are expecting that a lot of people, because they are in the area of Chicago, they are living a lot of Czech people. The people there will come and there will vote at our consulate. There are the second elections held at the consulate in Chicago, because the consulate was open in 2006. This year we have about 120 registered Czech citizens, and we expect that maybe about 10 more will come with the election permission.
Only around 700 Czech expatriates are registered to vote throughout the entire U.S. Not a lot of interest. One reason is almost certainly the problem of distance. The Consulate General in Chicago alone serves 11 different states, which means that for some, voting in elections back home is not a strong priority. Although the consulate in Chicago had voters drive from as far away as Minnesota in the last election, the distance continues to dissuade at least some from taking part.
First of all, it's the problem of distance, and they have to come in person to vote to the consulate. And due to distance in the U.S., it's sometimes really a great problem for them. The second one may be that they mostly know the information or learn the information about elections and the situation in the Czech Republic through the media. And I don't know if they are not exactly such involved in all the preparation in the Czech Republic, and maybe that they have also some other problems here and they are not exactly involved in the current situation in the Czech Republic.
In the last election, votes from abroad, which went to candidates in the region of South Bohemia, ended up playing a crucial role, securing a final mandate for the right-of-center Civic Democrats that left the Chamber of Deputies in deadlock. This year's elections are also expected to be closely contested, so it could be that votes from abroad will again be important. As in 2006, this year's votes from abroad will again go to candidates in the region of South Bohemia, after the region was again chosen in a draw by the State Electoral Commission.
Thank you, Jan.